Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach joins me now. Coach, congratulations on another very tight win against the Cleveland Browns. And not that I go back to it, but you're looking around at some things. In 1975, going back to St. Louis, the St. Louis Cardinals, Don Coryell was the coach. I think you had guys like Metcalf there. Hart was the quarterback. They were known as the Cardiac Cards. How many years are taken off your life this year, just based on your team's ability to come back?
Well, it's been quite a few. That was a very draining game against Cleveland where we really didn't play very well for 58 minutes and then played very well for 2 minutes, and that turned out to be the difference. So, you know, football is a crazy game. That's one of the great things about football is you have an opportunity at the end of the game with, you know, clock management, the onside kick, the two-point play, the two-minute drill, timeouts, and so forth, that, you know, you do have a chance to be able to come back. And fortunately, we were able to do a great job by our players to execute well at the end of that game.
You preach playing for 60 minutes, and to your team's credit, if you're down and if they're down by a ton, if there's 55 minutes in, 58 minutes in, they don't shut it off. They do play the full 60. But I want to talk about the onside kick. And I know being around you, and we used to practice that stuff on Fridays, where you try and simulate those situations. Talk about Steve's ability to dribble that ball up and how everybody had to come together on that.
Well, it was obviously a play that we work on quite a bit, and fortunately we haven't had to use it very much. I think the last time we onside kicked was against Pittsburgh a couple of years ago in Pitt. But it was a play that, you know, Steve just tries to make the ball go about 10 yards, a little more than 10 yards, and we try to, you know, block the guys that are closest to it that are trying to recover it so he has a chance to recover it. And on that particular play, Steve kind of got his hands on it, but Whitaker jumped in, the ball squirted out, and then Kyle actually recovered it. You know, after the ball, after it went 10 yards and then came back as part of the scramble on the play. So
I don't want to get into how special Rob Gronkowski is a player. I think we all know that he's a pretty darn good player. But you guys earlier in this season and even going back to the offseason, you guys have had to figure out a little bit what life is like without Rob. How much does that help you guys moving forward?
Well, as you know, unfortunately haven't had Rob for the majority of the year. It's been great to have him back. And, you know, you know, I really feel badly for him about what happened in the Cleveland game, and you know that he'll be out. But you know, the guys that we had have stepped up, you know, we won a lot of games with them in there, and you know, hopefully we're going to be able to keep doing that.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Coach will rejoin me later in the show, and we talk about the Miami Dolphins. More of All Access next.